Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Upper Deck Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Tuesday, June 21st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 21 cents at 710, September wheat down 15 cents at 1031 and 3 quarters, and November beans down 26 and 3 quarter cents at 1510 and 3 quarters. Lower overnight. The weather forecasts are certainly cooler than was expected. A little bit more rain in the forecast, not a whole lot, but some showers here and there. Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, Illinois. So looks a little bit better out here right now. France looks cooler and wetter. They've had a very hot, dry streak, so now they might be getting some relief out here. So, you know, that's apparently what put the pressure on the grains overnight. Now, the dollar is down 40 ticks, but still pretty strong, 104.08. Crude oil is up another $2 a barrel, but the bean oil is down 141 on palm oil, making, you know, lows that they haven't seen in months out here. So the demand for palm oil has really been backing off, and that's certainly affecting our bean oil here. So that all weighed on the beans and, you know, all the commodities overnight, really. For the rest of the week here, you know, we'll be watching the forecast. We'll see what the crop ratings are tonight. Most people are looking for a 1% to 2% drop in the corn ratings, which I think would be fair considering how hot and dry it has been. But I think, you know, most of these crops are in fairly decent shape out here. And, you know, the wheat, we still have harvest to contend with and more product coming into market. So that's going to weigh on the wheat market. And I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here. As they always say, a bull market needs to be fed. And now if you're taking the weather scenario out of this thing for the time being, it certainly puts some pressure on. We'll get export sales on Friday. I wouldn't expect they would be great out here. It looks like there is some grain moving out of Ukraine and Russia, for that matter. So, and there's talk, some very cryptic talk about some of the grain getting out more than people would think. So that may be part of the pressure as well here. The Russians say that their wheat crop is going to be a record. So that certainly opens up the door for more export sales if they can figure out how to get around the sanctions, which I'm sure they're going to be able to do. And that's really about it. You know, if the weather changes dramatically on any given moment, if the noon forecast comes in hotter and drier, we'll rally. If there's some showers out there, then we're going to probably see this thing stay under some pressure, particularly with the funds long. I've got them long 256,000 corn and 172 beans right now. So there's plenty of grain to sell if they want out for whatever reasons. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.